Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today will be mostly sunny with a high near 71 degrees. Tonight partly cloudy, a low around 48, and on Tuesday partly sunny with a high near 71. And in the news for today, WPR Online News is reporting on a regional story from La Crosse, where Mayor Mitch Reynolds said the city may be forced to declare a state of emergency to help care for the vast number of people who are unsheltered in the community and surrounding areas. The city's struggle highlights that despite an influx of funding from federal pandemic recovery efforts, Wisconsin communities continue to grapple with the growing number of people experiencing homelessness in the state. Last year, La Crosse leaders were optimistic that the federal funding received during the pandemic would help the community reach long-term solutions to provide services to those living without shelter. That included working with La Crosse County to create a bridge housing site for people looking for affordable housing. Last Wednesday, Mayor Reynolds said at a press conference that those dollars are still available, but he said there are significant challenges that have to be addressed that go well beyond funding, including a lack of available housing and better access to treatment options for addictions and other mental health challenges. Reynolds said the city has been meeting with stakeholders like healthcare systems, nonprofits, and faith groups since last April to create a strategy for moving forward. He said the plan focuses on maximizing existing shelters operated by nonprofits like the Salvation Army, providing emergency rental assistance, and trying to connect people with family, friends, or neighbors who may be able to house them through the coldest months. Reynolds said the city does not have a solid estimate for how many people will need shelter this winter. Not only are there dozens of people living at a campground created at a city park this summer, La Crosse also expects to see individuals come into the city from smaller communities, regional campgrounds, and even people living in the National Wildlife Refuge along the Mississippi River. Reynolds called on the county, state, and federal governments to help and respond to what he called intense socioeconomic challenges that have led to an increase in people needing housing and services across the country. Again, information for this report comes with permission for our use from WPR Online News. Wisconsin's wolf population fell to 972, a decline of 14% after the controversial wolf hunt in February of last year, according to the Department of Natural Resources. The DNR announced its population estimate in a meeting of the DNR board last Wednesday. The hunt, which drew condemnation from conservationists, biologists, and the state's Native American tribes, exceeded the 200-wolf quota, split evenly between hunters and the state's Ojibwa tribes. Critics worried that the hunt would destabilize the wolf population in the state, but reporting from the agency, estimates indicate the population is now stable. That according to a report from the Wisconsin Examiner. Now the DNR estimates that the state's wolf population is between 812 and 1,193, with the most likely number being 972. Reporting said the number of wolf packs in the state changed very little after the hunt, just that the size of the packs decreased. Prior to the hunt, estimates put the state's wolf population at around 1,100 wolves. Again, that according to the Wisconsin Examiner. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.